AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been working at the Capitol to drum up support among his opponents. Today is the vote for his speakership. Will his colleagues keep him in the top spot, or will hardline spending hawks have the votes to push him out? Johnson said,
"This election is not just about one person. It's about moving forward with the America First agenda. The mandate was given by the American people, by the electorate. President Trump got 77 million votes. The House Republicans got almost 75 million. It's a record number. They are expecting us to get to work, and we don't have time for drama."
President-elect Donald Trump has endorsed keeping Johnson as Speaker. In the Senate,
"Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States?"
Vice President Kamala Harris swears in senators for the 119th session. President Biden has blocked a nearly $15 billion deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase U.S. steel. Biden says the steel industry needs major U.S. companies to represent steelmaking capacity. The nation's weather isn't looking so nice. Here's our Rita Foley.
A strong snow and ice storm will soon hit the eastern two-thirds of the U.S., according to forecasters.
Starting Saturday, millions of people will be hit by moderate to heavy snow from Kansas City to Washington. After that, temperatures are expected to be as much as 25 degrees below normal. New Orleans is trying to get itself back to normal after Wednesday's carnage. Street performers and football fans return to the city's streets. President and Mrs. Biden plan a visit for Monday. Tech stocks are higher, helping to offset drops for beer, wine, and liquor after the U.S. Surgeon General warned of a cancer risk. This is AP News. The federal courts will not refer allegations that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas may have violated ethics laws. The judiciary's policymaking body said Thomas agreed to follow updated requirements when it comes to reporting trips and gifts. Democratic senators had called for an investigation. The FBI is hoping for new clues into a suspect who planted a pipe bomb in Washington, D.C. just before the Capitol riot in 2021. Our Lisa Dwyer reports.
The FBI is releasing more information about its 2021 pipe bomb investigation, including an estimate that the suspect is about 5 feet 7 inches tall. The FBI posted previously unreleased video of the suspect, included close-up images of the black and gray pair of Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoes worn by the suspect. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.